What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, If It Wasn't For Jews, There Would Be No America. So I'm out here, guys. I'm at the docking area. They're going to be unloading my truck. Got a vest on because when you're at ship property for shippers and receivers, you got to wear a bright yellow or red vest. They actually gave me this one for free, so even though it's like a piece of shit material, hey, it works. I'm not gonna complain. And is it already ripping? Oh man, shit, it's already ripping from here, guys. See how it's ripping from here? It don't have that here, but again, for free, I honestly don't care. Is it gonna... who cares? Nobody cares. It's fine. As long as you have something on. It's kind of like wearing the COVID mask back in the day. Oh, by the way, a lot of these places I go deliver at, like this place that I am at is, this is US Foods. They still have signs from Scamarona, 6 feet apart, wear a mask, use hand gel. Of course, nobody reinforces it, but that's like back in the day where they're like, wear a mask, and it's like, okay, I'll just cover my mouth with it, and nobody really cares, unless she's a Karen, you know. But same thing with the vest. As long as you have something on, they don't care. By the way, it's like all women in these departments, and I'll be making a separate video about that, because this is not it. But a lot of these women are miserable, dude. Imagine you're a 40-some-year-old woman. You're working a job you hate 8, 9, 10 hours a day. Traffic, hour and a half, 2 hours. And that's each way. Day in, day out. You go on Instagram. You see all these beautiful people traveling all over the world. And here you are, you know, fucking stuck in an office. Dealing with a bunch of drivers. Not exactly what she thought she'd have when she was young, hot and tight, and was a total feminist when she was 20 years old. But again, I'll be making a video about that later on. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, if it wasn't for a Jew, there would be no United States of America. Now, a lot of you guys out there who probably didn't hear about this. In fact, Martin Goldberg, who's a Jew, didn't even know that until I pointed it out to him a couple of months ago. So there was a Jew by the name of Haim Salomon, okay? H-A-Y-M Salomon. You guys spell that on your own, you know. If you go on Google and you type in Haim Salomon, he will pop up. So Haim Salomon, he sacrificed his life, his wealth, and his health to make America what we now know. So, for those of you who don't know, what Haim Salomon did is that he funded the initial Continental Congress militia, okay? Now, as you guys know, once the French took our side, the rest is what you say is history, okay? Now, before the French took our side, to them, we were just a bunch of ancient niggers, you know. We were just a bunch of ragtag nobodies who were going up against the greatest military on the face of the planet. So what Haim Salomon did, because he was a Jew, he was able to not only borrow money and attain money, but he also sacrificed his own money to fund the initial battles that allowed us to beat the British. And that's when the French were like, oh shit, these ain't a bunch of ancient niggers, they might be the real deal. And again, the rest is history. Now, the reason why you all haven't heard of Haim Salomon, and I was wondering, why has, you know, the Jews, they always talk about how awesome they are. I'd be like, shit, I thought the Jews would have Haim Salomon have his own freaking, you know, birthday, you know, kind of like Martin Luther King. You know, the Jews gave Martin Luther King his own birthday. They gave him Juneteenth. I thought they'd do the same thing to him, Solomon. And I'm like, why are Jews not idolizing him, Solomon, to the point where he's like a freaking demigod? So I looked up Ham Solomon's history. Now, Ham Solomon was a European Jew. He was from Poland. But here's the thing. Ham Solomon was not Ashkenazi. He was Sephardic, like myself. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. There's nothing dirty Jews hate more than good Jews, okay? This is why, you know, I'm freaking driving truck and not living the high life like, let's say, Dan Bilzerian and any of these other sellouts, you know? So, Ham Solomon, being a Sephardic Jew, if the Jews were able to, like, turn Ham Solomon into, like, Martin Luther King, where you dedicate a federal holiday to him, you dedicate a whole month to him, he's taught in every freaking class and every freaking grade, people are the goyim are gonna be like, wait a minute, this is not Mark Zuckerberg type Jew, this guy is different. And that's when the people are gonna realize, oh shit, there are two type of Jews. You got real Jews like myself or Benny Israel, and that includes Ham Solomon. And then you got these fake Ashkenazi Jews that are Jews and Jews, Gog and Magog, like Mark Zuckerberg and that fucking retard, Elon Musk. Guys, Elon Musk is fucking retarded. I know a lot of you guys out there think he's like some sort of genius because he like stutters and can't put two words together. I know to a lot of you guys out there it's because, oh yeah, Elon Musk is so smart. He, for him to think about, you know, putting two words together is just too beneath him. You know, he's too smart for that. No, Elon Musk is legit retarded. You know, the DARPA uses Elon Musk as a actor or a frontman, as David Icke would refer to him, just so the norm is gonna be like, oh shit, Elon Musk is one of us, man. But in reality, Elon Musk is ushering in technology like AI, robots, brain implants to oppress you with, you know. But hey, he's Elon Musk, he's cool, mean. But at the end of the day, guys, make no mistake, Elon Musk is a fucking retard and he's a dirty Jew, okay? And he's Ashkenazi, so go figure, surprise, surprise, right? So, now that we know that if it wasn't for a Jew, there would be no America, flash forward 250 years later, you guys get me. Now, you guys need to understand this really good, okay? There is no Calvary, okay? There is no somebody, not me, okay, guys? We're gonna crash and burn. Get that in your head, okay? Like I said in my ad campaign on TFM, MGTOW is the new founding fathers, okay? Now, personally, because a Sephardic Jew like myself was the reason we have America, as far as I'm concerned, I own America. America is mine. Yeah, I know some of you guys out there are like, no, it's not, Amr. Well, that's just how we Jews roll. If one of us Jews does something, he owns it. Well, guess what? I own it too, you know? That's just how we Jews roll. It is what it is. Don't like it? Take it up with God on Judgment Day. So Ham Solomon actually was wanted by the British, and he was caught by the British twice. And the second time he was caught, they actually gave him the death penalty, but he was able to use his linguistic skills because he was able to speak multiple languages, and he was able to like become buddy-buddy with the German guards who the British had, because they couldn't trust Americans at that time, you know. So he escaped death twice. He died penniless because all his money he gave it to the Continental Army, and he never got any of that money back because, you know, he was so poor he couldn't have proper health care, and he ended up dying of tuberculosis at the age of like 44, 45 years old, you know. So yeah, and that's another reason why Jews don't want to talk about Haim Salamin. Because, as you guys know, dirty Jews would never ever dare sacrifice their life, health, or let alone wealth to the benefit of the Goyim. So the fact that Haim Salamin, a Sephardic Jew, who, just the fact that he is Sephardic, he is already hated by the Ashkenazi, and the fact that he sacrificed his life, wealth, and health so the Goyim can make it, they don't like that. Alright guys, yes, food is calling me. My load is done. Talk to you later. Peace.